Watch Trump tells Minnesota rally crowd, "I'm your wall between American dream and chaos." By Amy Furr on September 18, 2020. If it were up to the radical left Democrats that surround presidential candidate Joe Biden, criminals would be running all over Minnesota, President Donald Trump said Friday at his rally in Bemidji. "Only by voting for me are you going to save. I hate to say this, I did it with your iron ore. I did it with some other things, and I'll do it for you again. I'll do it for you again, but if you vote for me. I'm the difference and I'm the wall," Trump told the crowd. "You know the wall that we're building on the southern border? I'm your wall between the American dream and chaos," he added. If Biden is elected in November, he will turn Minnesota into a refugee camp, according to President Trump. "Think of it, 700% increase. So you're not happy now, 700% increase is what they have, in the manifesto. Now maybe they don't honor it, but I would say they'll go substantially higher than that number. Biden will overwhelm your children's schools, overcrowd their classrooms, and inundate your hospitals. Biden has even pledged to terminate our travel ban of jihadist regions. They've already been doing that to you, haven't they? Opening the floodgates to radical Islamic terrorists," he commented. In July, President Trump said he directed his staff to draw up a list of over 40 disastrous things Biden proposed to do if he were elected in November. "And all travel bans, including from jihadist regions, was number 16 on the list, according to Breitbart News." However, President Trump said Friday that his administration is keeping terrorists, extremists, and criminals the hell out of our country. "Just today, we deported, as you know very well, dozens of Somali nationals charged or convicted with very grave crimes including rape, assault, robbery, terrorism, and murder, of course," the president noted. "These hardened criminals are back in their country where they can do all the complaining they want. And your children are much safer as a result. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you," he concluded.